During a House Judiciary Committee hearing, Congressman Ben Klein pressed a tech policy expert about the government's growing use of personal data without a warrant. The expert warned that it's damaging to more than just privacy.
Mr. Cerniaski, you've spoken about government overreach and tech policy. So how do we justify allowing the government to query vast databases of Americans' private communications without a warrant, especially when those queries are increasingly used in routine criminal investigations?
I don't think you can justify it. At the end of the day, when people discover that the government has violated their trust by violating their Fourth Amendment rights to search these vast databases for their communications, that undermines their faith and trust in a key institution that they believe is supposed to be protecting them. And it's quite chilling for them to realize that that weapon is being turned inward and being leveraged against them to spy on them when they've not necessarily done anything wrong.
The ACLU, which has long opposed Section 702 surveillance authority, also testified, arguing that government access to Americans' communications without a warrant raises serious constitutional questions. Ian Price, WFIR News.